Welcome to the Happiness Happens podcast. I'm Simona Costantini, blogger, storyteller, and life enthusiast. Each week, I will bring you an idea, guest, or positive thought to help inspire you to create happiness and live on purpose. We decide the stories we tell ourselves and where we choose to invest our energy. It's time to cultivate a positive mind for a positive, more meaningful life. I'm so grateful you popped in. Now let's get started. Hey everyone, thanks so much for being here today and joining me on another episode. This past week has felt so busy and so crazy. I've had so much stuff going on that I actually felt a bit chaotic and a bit disorganized in all that I wanted to accomplish. One of the themes that kept coming to me was the theme of dreams. I talk a lot about dreams and how it's so important to have them because they're what guide us ultimately and help us change the world. This got me thinking how everyone has dreams within them, but maybe that dream is like really deep inside you and you haven't acknowledged it yet, but it's still there. And if you have noticed the dream, it probably makes you excited to think about it and think about all that you could be and all that you could accomplish from acknowledging it. Sometimes we spend time thinking about these dreams that we have and what our lives would or could look like if we followed them or listened to the little nudges that we're receiving every single day. And sometimes we never quite work up the courage to follow our dreams, so they really stay just that because of fear. The fear could be around thinking that, you know, a dream is silly to have out loud, you know, it's an unrealistic dream to accomplish, or that you might not be understood if you share it and that you could be rejected by other people, which are all valid concerns. And everyone to some capacity can understand what this would feel like. Sharing our dreams with other people feels so risky because it means that we have to break out of our comfort zone and put something on the line, something that's very important to us on the line. So it's easier to keep them to ourselves because it's a safe space. We all want our dreams to be supported and approved by our friends and our family, but it might not always be that way. And this is really the hardest part because people might not actually understand why you're doing something, why you're investing so much into a specific task or a dream or an idea. And this can be very hard, especially when we look to our loved ones for validation. What's even worse, though, is not allowing yourself to be fulfilled or to be happy in your life because of this fear and because of this need for validation. The science behind the idea of validation is very interesting, and so is its definition. The definition of validation is understanding and accepting another person's internal experience, whatever that may be. So receiving validation from others is something that we all seek to some capacity. We know that it builds relationships with other people, which is ultimately what most people would want because being understood by loved ones is important to us as humans. Whether you realize it or not, we think we need the approval or validation from our loved ones. But the truth is, we really don't, and I'm going to tell you why. Looking for validation from people who aren't happy with themselves to begin with will set you up for failure. Unhappy people don't give good advice because their advice is often based in fear or filled with judgment and is typically based in their own personal experience. So this could be kind of like a bit of a losing battle because if you're looking for validation from someone who isn't willing to give it to you, no matter how hard you try, you're never going to feel like you've accomplished anything and you're never going to feel like your dream or your goal is good enough or that it makes sense for you to accomplish. This is very hard to decipher because people will never tell you that they're unhappy and people might not always tell you where that fear-based judgment is coming from, but it's up to you to sort of realize it and understand that, you know, this doesn't have anything to do with you, but it has everything to do with them. You really have all that you need within you to make your own decisions and judgments about your dreams or goals or situations. Not everyone will understand what it is you want to do, and that's totally okay because we don't have to explain ourselves to everyone and make them understand. All we have to do is to continue to believe in what we stand for, and the rest falls into place just as it's meant to do. You have your own journey. I have my own journey. Everyone you know is on their own journey. In order to release the need for validation, you need to embrace your own life, your own story, and your own goals and dreams. Stop worrying about what other people want from you and start caring about what you want from you. If what you want from you really makes you happy, then that should be your answer, and your answer is good enough. You can spend years and years of your life trying to get people to understand you or your dreams and your goals and wanting validation from your network around you. By doing this, you don't give yourself your best shot, and you allow yourself to accept excuses as to why your dream isn't worth it. The most important validation is self-validation. Validating yourself is when you accept yourself, your thoughts, and your feelings as enough. This helps shape your identity and your path in life. Knowing that you have everything you need within you to validate your own self is the most powerful feeling. And it's so powerful because you no longer need society or external pressures to tell you if what you're doing is right or wrong. You just know. I read this quote, I think it was today or it might have been yesterday, and I love it so much. It said, your life becomes an extension of who you are inside. And this couldn't be more true. When you're being authentic to yourself, authenticity becomes apparent in your life. When you validate yourself, you're being present in your life and you're giving yourself what you deserve. By approving of yourself, you open up a world of possibilities. One of the things that you could think about if you're going through the process of, you know, releasing validation of other people or learning to incorporate self-validation is really think about what it is that you want other people to tell you or what it is you're seeking from them and you're hoping that they'll tell you, and then tell it to yourself. So if it's, you know, you're wanting someone to tell you that you look so good in that pair of jeans or that dress or whatever it is, tell it to yourself. Start telling yourself the exact same things that you want other people to tell you, and you'll never need to look to them for that approval. I mean, of course, we always want to let people in on what we're working on or how we're doing good for the world. And, you know, we want to let them in on all of the great things that we're doing. And at the end of the day, other people's opinions really do either make us feel good or feel bad. I mean, if someone's going to tell you something that's amazing or give you a compliment on something, of course you're going to want to hear it. It's going to make your day. That's not what I'm saying here. What I'm saying is that you don't need to look to people to tell you that what you're doing is right, when you can turn inwards, understand where all of these things are coming from and where all of your passion is coming from, and know that what you have inside of you is more than enough validation, and that nothing anybody else can say can break that. This also doesn't mean, you know, stop networking and stop reaching out to other people. It simply means that you are reason enough to do all that you want to do in your life. I'm someone who's always looked for validation or approval in other people. And it's a story in my life and a theme in my life that I've really been changing over the last few months. I was tired of having to justify my life and my choices to other people. And because no matter how much I wanted to share with people, I never got the reaction that I wanted back. And it's hurtful because you want people to give you that reaction back. So if you're like me, and if you look to other people around you for validation and approval, I challenge you this week to see where these feelings are coming from and understand why it's important to you. Probably the best thing to do would just be to write it down. Write down, you know, where these feelings come from. When you start to think about it, what kind of comes up there, and understand why it's important to you. Why is it so important that XYZ person agrees with your life choices? What is it that they can offer you that you can't offer yourself? And then you'll start to see these different stories that we create in our lives and these different stories that we tell ourselves and how these stories really impact us positively or they can impact us negatively. And it really gets to the core part of why we feel specific ways towards specific things, why we need some specific person's approval, and what it means around that, what kind of feelings come up around that. So I challenge you this week to try this. Let me know your thoughts. Let me know if it's helped you in any way. And let me know if it's begun to start a small change in your day-to-day life. Thank you so much for joining me today on this episode. I am so grateful that you're here, and I love coming on here and talking with you all. It really makes my day being able to just share a tiny, tiny, tiny bit of inspiration in your insanely busy lives. And the fact that you turn on this podcast to listen to the new episode when it comes out means so much to me. So I really hope that you know how much it does. I hope this has sparked just a tiny need to want more self-validation in your own lives. And if it has, I hope this is a snowball effect for you and is something that you can incorporate on many levels and every single day. So I'm wishing you a wonderful week, and I can't wait to talk to you on the next episode. Bye. Thanks so much for being here today. I hope these words have brought you inspiration, insight, and a bit more happiness. Please leave a comment or a review if this episode resonates with you. I would be so grateful. Until next time, remember that happiness happens when you're least expecting it.